Blog Talk Radio.
Fight, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Greetings. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am Sandy Rogers, and I have the honor of being your hostess for this evening. And you guys know I get so excited every Tuesday to present this show and the absolutely incredible, wonderful guests that agree to come on and share their knowledge and expertise with you. So we thank you for being a part of the show tonight. And before we get into that, though, you know, there's always a couple of things that we do to get ourselves grounded and prepared to receive the messages from our guests. The first thing that we do is we give thanks and honor to the ancestors for always being with us, and especially on Tuesdays, as we have a tendency to discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about, especially in an open setting. So we know that we must come with the truth and tell the truth at all times so that we are enlightened and empowered to live our lives. And our ancestors, they give us those shoulders to stand on for strength. And we trust that the ancestors, they got us, man. They got our backs. They got our fronts, our tops, and our bottoms as we move forward. And so, ancestors, we just want to salute you with love now, love forever. Just as much love as we could possibly give to you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And we finished that up with adding my verbiage, or what I like to call an affirmative reading. And these are some messages that I've created. You can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com. And just a moment so that we can just exhale and get all of what we may have built up in us out so that we can appreciate and really hear Speaker is saying for today. The message that I'm reading is entitled, Be Involved in Your Life. I am actively involved in my life and affairs. I accept full responsibility for whatever is present today, for I know I have created its existence. I am the master of my fate, F-A-T-E, and faith, F-A-I-T-H, and the captain of my ship, which is my soul. I declare a thing, and it is so. When the appearance is not what I truly want, I choose differently. My words and thoughts have tremendous power. I think a thing, and it is done. My duty is to keep my mind stayed only on the things I want. I no longer concern myself with what is lacking because I know it was my concentration on them that kept them a part of my reality. I deliberately focus on my desires. They are manifested as I believe. I choose to believe I am worthy to receive from the richness of the universe. I accept God, Goddess's grace and mercy to guide and direct me. Again, you can find that at sandy.wordpress.com. And if you would like, you can sign up and have them delivered automatically to your email on a daily basis. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight we're going to be talking with an incredible young lady, Dr. Brittany Woodard Hampton, and she's going to be sharing and educating us about utilizing acupuncture for digestive restoration. And acupuncture has helped billions, if not trillions, of people over the past 5,000 years. And so she's going to be breaking it down for us. Some of you may not have heard about it or utilize the power of it, but I know you're going to be really informed with what Dr. Brittany is going to be bringing to us. So audience, you know, you're invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcome, and our intention is that every voice that wants to be a part of the discussion will be heard. So you can call in at 516-531-9819. And just simply press 1 on your dial, and that will alert us that you want to speak live on air with us to ensure the best quality, because some of our guests do not stay up this late at night, and they may just want to listen to the show. You may want to listen to the show repeatedly, so you can always do that, and we want to ensure the highest quality available. So if I open up your line and you're not speaking, you're waiting to make another comment, if you would just mute your line in between, the microphones are extremely sensitive on this system. And if you would like to listen to any of the rebroadcasts, any of the shows that we've done so far, we've done well over 400, you can always go to the site at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, will be my absolute pleasure to bring Dr. Brittany on and let her get started with the awesome information she's going to be sharing with you. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
I just want to pick somebody up. I don't want to tell you how to live. I just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Smiling faces, warm embraces, lovers walking hand in hand. Revolution is no solution tragedy of man. Here's my plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up.
Why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning the flame. and why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to when somebody smiles at me.
But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm sorry, and when I'm glad, then that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain, and I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun, spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just wanna pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Pick somebody up.
That was Raul Madon and Pick Somebody Up. I just tell you, he's such a gifted and talented blind musician, and I just love his music. Welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Once again, you're welcome to call and chat live on air with us if you would like at 516-531-9819, and just press 1 to signal you want to speak live on air with us. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight we have with us such a phenomenal young lady, Dr. Brittany Woodard Hampton. She's going to be talking to us about utilizing acupuncture for digestive restoration. You know, this month we've been we've had a couple of different viewpoints or different perspectives on making sure that our digestive system receives the proper attention that it deserves and demands from us. And so Dr. Brittany is going to tell us how we can restore our digestive system. So she's created the perfect spots actually in Atlanta, and they're called the Point of Health Wellness Centers. She has two locations, one in Decatur and the other one is in Lakewood Heights. And one of the many areas they treat is the digestive system. So if you or someone you know suffers from digestive disorders such as acid reflux patient or nausea, vomiting, hiccups, this is the place you want to learn about. Their goal is to restore health and balance in your body, and they customize your experience with something that suits your health needs. Dr. Brittany's areas of expertise includes but are not limited to acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, Reiki, nutrition, and that's just among other skills that she has in the healing arena. So it is my extreme pleasure and honor to bring to the microphone Dr. Brittany, who is going to tell us, educate us, and help us to understand the benefits of acupuncture. Welcome, welcome, Dr. Brittany.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Good, good. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Perfect. I was listening to you read your blog, and I was like, that is so perfect about being involved in your life. Because with natural medicine, you have to be so involved in your health. And I just thought it was just so perfect and so fitting for our conversation today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, that is, I guess that we make a start there, you know, like, so do you, because you're so well learned, do you know where this the detour, and because we started being very conscious about our health and being involved in knowing that it was our responsibility, or at least our energy needed to go into our healing, but it's gotten away to that we think it's, you know, it's the doctor or it's the surgeon or it's somebody else's responsibility and no longer ours. Do you know where that may have changed or where it shifted?
Well, definitively no, but I have an idea.
Okay.
So in my opinion, natural medicine has been around for forever, and what natural medicine does is it helps your body to build on the building blocks that it already has to get your body healthier. And I think the advent of Western medicine, and this is nothing against Western medicine, it is very useful when it's needed. But however, mm-hmm. I think we have formed a dependency on it, and we want it to get us better, quicker, faster, and just like we were before. And no disease state, no dysfunction happens quick and fast, and just like it, like, you know, this doesn't happen that fast in the body. And so I think the advent of Western medicine has really made us used to a microwave and very quick results. And in natural medicine, it doesn't work like that, but there are some benefits to that, and there are quite a few drawbacks to microwave medicine. And
why?
So I think that's where that putting all the onus on the doctor to prescribe you a medication that's going to eradicate whatever it is that you have kind of started. And I am trying person by person to dismantle that belief system and know that your body can heal itself, and you have all the building blocks, and you are what you've been looking for to help your body heal. Yeah.
Well, perfect, perfect. Well, it's a good place to start, and you know, I just wanted to dig in that to that a little bit more when you you know, made the statement that you did coming in. So that's perfect. And so that digestive system is just one of the many probably mistreated systems in our bodies, because, you know, we got all this junk going in and we expect for it to still work. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you and allow you to tell us about acupuncture, what it can do to restore our digestive system, and it's on you.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you. So acupuncture, for those who are unfamiliar with acupuncture, it is the process of putting needles, which I know sounds terrifying, into different places in your body. And what those needles do is they kind of serve as like a beacon. Your body constantly and always wants to heal itself and always knows how to heal itself. Just sometimes we put too much of a burden on it via the food we eat, via the things that we're thinking, via the stress that we're under, that sometimes our bodies just become overwhelmed and they need a little assistance. So when I talk to my patients, I always tell my patients, I'm just a tutor. I'm not learning it for you. I'm just here to help you navigate the waters of health. But so that's what acupuncture is doing. It is just helping your body to recognize where a problem is located and how to fix it. So that's what I do. But specifically with digestive health, and one of my main focuses is digestive health. And so, in my opinion, disease and health begins and ends in the gut. So if you're putting great things in your body, then great things come out of your body. If you're putting awful things in your body, then awful things happen in your body. And so what I focus on in my practice is adjusting that, educating people on what to eat, and how best to serve their bodies, because everyone's body is different. And so one of the hallmarks of acupuncture is that we recognize that everyone's body is different and that there's no cookie-cutter person, so there's no cookie-cutter treatment, so there's everything in acupuncture and everything in Western medicine, and should be everything in medicine in general, is very personalized. The way that translates into acupuncture is in a visit with with me or with an acupuncturist, we do different diagnostic exams to help us understand what the root cause of what's bothering you is. So let's say someone comes to me and has heartburn. The difference between Western medicine and Chinese medicine is that we would try to figure out what are the causes of your heartburn. So in Chinese medicine, there could be your stomach acid could be rebelling, which is going up, causing you to have the heartburn. It could be you don't have enough stomach acid, so then what's left there is causing some discomfort. It could be that your emotional state is influencing your digestive system. And so since there's so many different reasons for heartburn, that we try to tease out what that reason is specific for you and then treat that specific reason for you. So one of the things that I am constantly educating my patients on is the premise behind acupuncture. And I love this because I love nature. I'm an outdoorsy kind of person. And so acupuncture makes so much sense to me because they literally looked at what was happening outside in the world and said what's happening in the universe and outside in the world has to be happening internally to us. And so there are a ton of different reasons why you have different diseases. And we look at different things like wind and dampness to try to deduce what's going on in you and try to also rectify what's going on in your body. So I know that sounds very abstract, but if you come in for an appointment, I explain everything specific to what's going on in your body. So that's kind of acupuncture in a nutshell. But specifically, we're going to talk about digestive health, which is one of my joys. Like I said, I believe disease and health begins and ends in the gut, and so the things that you put into your body are incredibly important. But one thing that I think that we don't really talk about enough is if your body isn't able to absorb the nutrients that you're putting into the body, it doesn't matter if it's of the best quality, you have to be able to absorb that. And so that's what I focus on in my practice, is making sure that your absorption and utilization of nutrients is working properly. Because if that's working properly, then everything else in your body has the potential to work properly, because all the building blocks for health are there. Yeah.
Correct.
Does anyone have any specific questions about acupuncture or a specific question about an issue that they're suffering with that I could kind of expound upon about how acupuncture looks at that? Or I'm open.
You guys, if you have a question, just put one on your phone dial. Otherwise, I got a question. For a while was suffering with real bad gas, but it would only occur when I laid down. So, you know, I wasn't going through the whole day belching and things like that. But when I lay down, it was extremely difficult for me to, you know, go straight to sleep or to be peaceful. It would be all of this gas just welling up on the inside of me and coming out. And so can you perhaps kind of help out what that could have been? Okay.
Yeah. So the wonderful thing about Chinese medicine or acupuncture is that we don't just look at the one symptom of gas, right? So we look at the whole body, including mind, spirit, and body. So you mentioned that throughout the day you wouldn't have any gas, but at night your gas would start and it would be very uncomfortable. So in Chinese medicine, we have this thing called yin and this thing called yang. And yin governs the nighttime. It is the thing that's supposed to cause your mind to be sedated and calm so you can fall asleep and stay asleep, as opposed to yang, which is very energetic and very lively, and it's the thing that governs the daytime. So, you know, you need to be energetic and lively during the daytime. And so the fact that you specifically had your gas during the nighttime suggests that there was an imbalance in that yin and yang balance in your body. Because at nighttime, your body should be quieting down. And since yours was being more active, that's an imbalance in that aspect. But then also, like I said, Chinese medicine is concerned with mental and emotional states as well. And so the liver channel, and so in Chinese medicine, we work on these things called channels and meridians. And what and they're named after the organs that they influence. So the liver channel influences the liver organ, but it also influences several other parts of our body, such as our digestive system, our all of the tendons in our bodies, all the blood circulating throughout our body. So they have very far-reaching ramifications. But one of the things that the liver channel does is when it is upset, and one of the upsets is anger, irritation, frustration, feeling overwhelmed, when you are in that state for a prolonged amount of time, it can then cause a on your digestive system, and that effect can be gas, it can be acid reflux, it can be a poor appetite, it could be nausea. But the liver channel, when it is upset by emotions, it can have an impact on your digestive system. And so that's, it sounds like you might have had an issue with the liver channel and the yin. So liver yin might have been an imbalance in you, which was causing you to have the gas and bloating. And so one of the things that Chinese medicine would say to that is every channel in Chinese medicine has a flavor that it's associated with that helps to soothe that channel. And so the flavor that's associated with the liver channel is a sour kind of flavor. So by eating mustard or eating pickles, things that are sour in nature, that might have helped soothe the liver channel to help to soothe the gas that you were experiencing specifically at night.
Wow. Well, awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
I hope I answered that question.
Yeah, you did. I think it's probably more of the overwhelmed aspect of that. Yeah. So, and Shannon, I didn't know that that was a part of that liver channel sensitivity, so to speak, you know. Yeah. But thank you for that.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Brittany is giving you the opportunity to ask her the questions.
Yes, please ask any. I love what I do, and I love talking about what I do, and I will try to be as specific to what's going on with you as I can without actually seeing you. So please ask away.
All right, well, let's keep going then. We got two hands. Let's see what we got here. I know, right? 404-664. You want to give us your name and your comment, question, or concern?
Yes, I am happy to give you my name. I am Jessica Woodard, and I have more of a comment than so I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and oh my God, I was on such toxic medications, and I started seeing Dr. Brittany Woodard Hampton, and oh my, she has done a tremendous job of getting my body back in balance. And I think that I will say, as a patient of acupuncture, and I've gotten acupuncture for years, it's the bringing your body into balance. Because for me, a lot of drugs kept my body just off balance.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of, what would I say? It kind of hid the symptoms. So I felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go to the doctor, and then I've got like another condition that has developed from this medicine that they put me on for the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a merry-go-round of take this, take this, take this. But I am so pleased that my body is in balance, and I feel so much better, so much better. And I think it's important. I know you guys were talking about the needles earlier, so I am just, like, terrified of needles. But the acupuncture needles are, like, hair thin. I think that's probably a thing that may help some people who have some concerns about the needles. Trust me, if I can take the needles, because they really don't hurt, yeah, anybody can. But I am such a huge fan of acupuncture, and I do really like the dietary suggestions that she gives to help you take care of your body. Because it is so true, what you put in really has so much impact on your health. So that's it. I just wanted to chime in and put in my 2 cents worth there.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome.
You mentioned something.
Like... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to change the subject and talk about something else, but you said I mentioned something about what?
You mean something about diet. And so I am also a holistic nutritionist. And so diet is of primary concern to me. And I try to make sure that my patients use it as medicine. Because the things that you put in your, you eat more than you take medicine, right? And so if you can make every food that you eat medicinal for you, you are essentially taking medicine all the time. But it's medicine that doesn't have the side effects that pharmaceutical medicine does. So you mentioned about the drugs that you were taking were causing you to have an imbalance, but the food that you eat can rectify that imbalance very easily. And so I just wanted to touch on that and say that we have a machine in the office where we scan your body and we see where your imbalances lie, and then we prescribe different foods for you to eat based on the imbalances that you have to help to rectify them just using food, because food is, like I said, so important. But that's all I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. But what you were going to change the subject and shift in another direction?
Well, yeah, another thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, but everywhere you turn, it seems that people are talking about emotional health. It's like a big thing, and it just may be because I'm concerned about people's emotional health. So what can you do with acupuncture to help with people's emotional health?
That's a really good question, and that also ties back into the digestive system as well. So like I said earlier, Chinese medicine does not separate the mind from the body. So your emotions, just like Reverend Sandy, her reading for today was about how your emotions and your thoughts play a part in your overall life. Well, your emotions and thoughts play a part in your overall life, but also in your overall health. And so during the pandemic, I had a large influx of patients that were stressing about, is my job coming back, or am I safe, or, you know, the stressfulness everyone experienced during the shutdown during the pandemic. And I also saw not only an influx in anxiety, but also an influx in digestive issues. Because remember when I gave the scenario of Reverend Sandy said that she had the gas, and I was speaking about how the liver channel, its main function or its main emotion is stress, irritation, anxiety. And so those emotions can have a direct impact on how well your digestive system functions, because where the liver channel runs, and I wish we were in person and I wish I could show you the way that the channel runs, but it runs directly through your digestive system. So it can definitely have an impact on how well you're able to digest the foods that you eat. It has an impact. The liver channel controls blood circulating throughout your body. And one of the things that people don't think about, but your digestive system requires so much blood flow, because that's the way that the nutrients from the foods that you eat gets to the rest of your body. So it needs to have an exorbitant amount of blood flow. And if the liver channel controls that blood flow, and if you're angry or irritated or anxious, your blood vessels constrict. And the tighter that they become, the less nutrients they can carry. Thus, you start to be tired. You start to have bloating because those nutrients aren't allowed to move out of your digestive system, so they cause you to have bloating. And one of the ways that your body tries to rectify bloating is by having gas, because it at least moves things out. you can have gas and bloating and digestive issues. You can even have constipation, acid reflux, because all of the nutrients that are supposed to be dispersed throughout your body are staying in one place. And then you're still eating, so it's getting bigger. Those nutrients are just staying there, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Or you're eating foods that aren't nutritionally dense, and so those foods are just staying in the gut. And so both of those scenarios causes issues. And so what acupuncture does, or one of the highlights of acupuncture, or hallmarks of acupuncture, is that we can not only work on those digestive issues themselves, but also the emotional state that caused you to have the anxiety or the fear or whatever that emotion is. So acupuncture not only works, like I said, on the physical body, but also on the mental, emotional body. And that's one of the things that I love about acupuncture, because it's for everyone in every scenario.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Witter, did you have another comment you wanted, or question, or statement?
No, I was so pleased to hear what acupuncture can do for our emotional state, because I guess I had forgotten about the pandemic, and that's probably why it's such a big issue right now, because people were so stressed. But I know with pharmaceutical drugs, sometimes you have the side effects and all of that stuff. And I am certainly not pharmaceutical drugs, because people need what they need. But I'm just so glad to know that there is something that can bring us, you know, back into wholeness for sustained health. So, yeah. So thank you guys for allowing me to chime in. And thank you, Dr. Woodard Hampton, for that.
Thank you for your question.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. And Ms. Woodard, I'm leaving you your line open, so feel free to chime in when you'd like. And our next caller is 770-987. You want to give us your name and your statement, comment, or question, please?
Well, good evening. This is Nurse Harriet. How you all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really enjoying this conversation tonight so much. I really appreciate the incredible insight in how so much of what's going on with us is all connected, and that's something I always, you know, try to emphasize to people: the mind, the body, you know, all of it's so connected, and one impacts the other so greatly. And I appreciate you reminding us of that. I'm wondering, though, I've never had acupuncture. I've suffered with chronic back pain, though, for years. And I see a chiropractor, as a matter of fact, on a fairly regular basis. But I'm wondering whether there's anything that can be done with acupuncture for back pain.
Yes. Actually, pain is one of the number one reasons why people go to see an acupuncturist. So definitely back pain is something that can definitely be treated with acupuncture. So remember how I said that every Chinese medicine runs off of this channel system, or this meridian system. And so there is a channel in your body that controls all the bones in your body, specifically the low back, hips, and knees. And that channel is called the kidney channel. It's called the kidney channel because it also influences the kidney organ. But having back pain doesn't necessarily mean that you have kidney organ issues. And I just want to kind of harp on that. Not because you asked about it, but just because the channels are named the same as organs that we know. And so oftentimes my patients are always like, oh, I need to do a liver cleanse because my liver channel isn't functioning properly. And that doesn't necessarily mean that. Like with Ms. Sandy's example with the gas, a liver cleanse would not have necessarily helped out that issue, because it wasn't for liver organ. It was the other functions of the liver channel. So I said that to say that your back pain, depending on where it's located, could be due to the kidney channel. And so the kidney channel's emotion is fear and depression. I don't know anything about you. I don't even know you. But if you've had prolonged fear and depression around a specific subject or around several subjects, that then creates a weakness in the areas that the kidney channel controls, such as the kidney channel controls your head hair. So prolonged fear and depression can cause you to start to lose some of your head hair. Also, the kidney channel controls your hormones. So you might notice that you might have some hormonal imbalance. The kidney channel controls your all the bones in your body, so your back pain could be due to that as well. And so what I do on an initial visit with me, 4 different diagnostic exams to help me understand what the root cause of your specific issue is. So for you, it would be your specific back pain. And then I would do those 4 different exams to help me understand what the root cause is, and then I would treat you based on what the root cause is. So if it is the kidney channel, then I would then try to strengthen the kidney channel using a bunch of different technologies. So I would then prescribe you foods to eat to help to strengthen your kidney channel. I would prescribe you herbal medicine. So we do prescribe herbs in Chinese medicine. They are all plant-based for the most part, so there's no pharmaceuticals in them at all. And then we would also do acupuncture. And then we would try to stay in with those three modalities. But if you needed more, then we would address that later on. Like if you needed more supplementation or a different type of therapy, then we would address that as well. But typically, the combination of those three different therapies really helps with people's pain. And just as a byproduct, I know Western medicine has a lot of side effects, but one of the side effects of acupuncture is that your mental health gets better. And so you may not even know that you suffer with depression or you suffer with fear or anxiety, but then you might wake up and be like, oh, you know, going to the store used to cause me, might have to like talk myself into going to the store, but now I don't have to because I'm just going to the store. It's not even a big deal anymore. And you may not make that connection with, oh, that was probably acupuncture working on that low back pain that I had. And now my anxiety and fear around certain things is also getting better. So one of the side effects is improved mental and emotional health. So, yes, acupuncture can definitely help with your back pain. We just have to figure out what the root cause is and then address that root cause.
Okay. Well, I've had some back injuries in the past, and I have what I call old nurse's back, which is lifting, you know, years of lifting and tugging on patients and walking a lot. So over the years, it's just compounded, you know, over time. And then I fell down some stairs some years ago, was in a car accident too. So it's just, you know, one thing after another has just contributed, I think. I'm not a spring chicken any longer, so I am retired. But, you know, the back pain is just, I mean, it's relieved quite a bit by the chiropractor, but it just, you know, always seems to return when I don't go regularly.
Yeah, so what might be happening is it may not be a bone issue, because remember I was saying that the kidneys control the bones, and so your spine has a bunch of bones in it. But it sounds like you might have injured yourself due to overwork, and that is actually not due to the kidney channel. That is actually due to the spleen channel, and the spleen channel controls your ability to focus. So I know nurses have to focus quite a bit, and they also have to use their physical body quite a bit. And so the spleen channel controls all the muscles in your body, but also your ability to think, to focus, and it controls the emotion of overthinking and worrying. And it sounds and yeah, and so it sounds like that might be what the issue is, more so than the kidney channel. But that's one of the things that we would discuss in a treatment.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure to get your information there.
Yeah. Come check me out. I would love to help you out.
Okay. And I don't have any hair either, so that's all gone.
That's possible. So now we know there's something going on with the kidneys.
Maybe. Over the years, it's, you know, it's thin, you know, all the things that we black women a lot of times do to our hair, the relaxers, the weave, the wigs, the, you know, all that stuff has taken its toll over the years. So when I turned 60, I shaved it off and haven't looked back at hair since. So I love my bald head, though.
Nice.
Yeah, but anyway, I'll make sure I get your information.
Yes, please do, and I look forward to your call.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you. All right, I'll get
that
on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, Dr. Brittany. You got some actual cases in order to be able to make some suggestions and offer some remedies that what it could have been. So I learned a lot on that just listening to the other, to the two callers call in, yeah.
Perfect. That's the wonderful thing about acupuncture, and also the thing that's difficult to talk about is because it's so personalized. And so I can't give generalizations because our bodies, we are such individuals that I need to hear people's issues to try to figure out what to speak about, because acupuncture is so personalized. It's not just a cookie cutter type of medicine.
Love it. I love it. Well, you know, you had talked about food and how to use food as your greatest medicine. I really appreciated that comment that you made, because a lot of times we don't take the seriousness of the things that we consume, be it food or food-like products, you know, but I know that it's important. And so as that being a part of your practice, I think that's really wonderful that you're doing that and giving people that knowledge, you know, and that information to be able to focus on those things that will serve their body better.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of what I do is just educating people on what to put in their bodies. And every earlier in the show, I mentioned that there's different flavors that that soothe or help to strengthen the different channels or meridians in the body. So I know I spoke about the liver channel with sour foods, but every channel, there's 12 different channels in your body, and they all have a different flavor that's associated with them that helps to soothe or strengthen them. And so it's really important to understand what the root cause of whatever it is bothering you, because then you can introduce your palate to these, to the foods that are going to be beneficial to you. And it's amazing what changing your diet will do for your overall health. And I tested this theory out when I was in grad school, because, you know, you always hear that. And you're like, how much could it really do? Or at least that was my thought. So for 3 months, I did a candida diet. And for those who aren't familiar with candida, it's an overgrowth of a specific type of yeast in your body. Our bodies have this in a certain amount, but certain people's bodies, for a number of different reasons, have an overproduction of it. And my body had an overproduction of it due to the diet that I ate. So I never really ate terribly bad, but I do have a sweet tooth. And so yeast and fungus in your body lives off of sweets or off of sugar. And so I wanted to test out this theory of how important your diet is to your overall health. And so, like I said, while in grad school, I did a no-sugar diet. And that meant no sugar whatsoever. So no plant sugar, no fruit sugar, no sweeteners, no anything that could convert to sugar in my body. And I was amazed at the results. Not only did my eyes clear up, and I didn't even know that my eyes were cloudy, but my eyes cleared up. My ability to focus, because the spleen channel in Chinese medicine, which is your main digestive channel, controls your ability to focus. So because I was no longer putting things into my body that hindered my digestive function, my ability to focus got so much better. So my grades improved. My ability to study for longer periods of time improved. Your diet has such an impact on your mental health, your physical health. It's pretty phenomenal. And I think it's one of the things that we take for granted so much.
Wow. Yeah. I agree. Because, like, I knew, you know, about how important nutrition or the things that we consume, how important they are, but not to this degree that you're, you know, explaining to us now. So that's interesting. I think I want to come and see, if nothing else, to learn what these different foods are and stuff, or, you know, what's going to be the best thing for me to consume. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm always wanting to do that, you know, because that, like you say, that candida ain't no joke, you know. And I have some terrible reactions to gluten as well, so I know to stay away from that. But, you know, if I'm not eating the right other items, then, you know, yeah, that's awesome. I'll be making an appointment
and
as well.
Perfect. And I always encourage people, just if nothing else, if they don't even want the acupuncture, to at least come and get the scan, because sometimes we eat foods that we think are good for us. So, for instance, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is a underactive thyroid. And so there are certain foods that don't help my thyroid out, like kale. And kale is a healthy food. It's a superfood. It has a bunch of nutrients in it. But kale in my body doesn't agree. My body doesn't like kale. And so I found in practice that people think that they're eating very well and very supportive for their body, but if their body doesn't like it, then it is the equivalent to non-nutrients, or it's called an-nutrients, which means that your body leaches nutrients from the thing that you put into it. So if nothing else, even if you don't want to try the needles, if nothing else, get the scans. You can eat the foods that are going to be supportive to your body, so you can start to see the benefits of diet and putting the foods that are going to help your body to harm your body or have non-effect to your body.
Beautiful. I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it just sounds, you know, so supportive of your body system, you know, to know exactly the foods, and it's not based on anything other than your individual body, not what someone wrote about this blood type and that blood type, because I don't fall into that, you know. I really was interested in it, and I studied it for a minute, but everything that they suggested was things that I know that does not agree with my system. So I was like, well, maybe I won't, you know, yeah.
Right.
But I will definitely get that scan from your office.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. I just can't, I can't speak enough about how important your diet is. I'm sorry, I think I cut somebody off. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you did.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I can't stress it enough about how important the foods that you put into your body are. It is incredible. And it doesn't take that long of a time. Like I did this.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to also, if you could tag on to this when you finish your statement, so what about people that are not in the Atlanta area or maybe not even close to an acupuncturist? How might they find what foods are best for their system?
Yeah. So one of the benefits that COVID brought, and I know it's pretty unbelievable to say the benefits of COVID, but one of the benefits is that it forced a lot of people to entertain telemedicine. And so there are quite a few exams that I can do via video chat, because one of the things that we do in Chinese medicine is we look at the tongue, we look at the eyes, and those are things that I don't necessarily have to be in person with you to diagnose. So we could do a telemedicine appointment, and I can look at those two aspects and try to understand what's going on in your body, as well as talking to you. So if you are not in the Atlanta area, a telemedicine appointment is definitely available for you. And then also we do a telemedicine herbal consults as well. So if you're interested in what herbs you need to take in addition to what foods you need to take, that is also available at the point of health. So we got you, whether you're in Georgia or
well,
in Spain.
Right, love it. That's cool. that's that technology, right? Yeah, that's beautiful.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have done it had it not been for COVID. I didn't even think it was possible to treat people who weren't in person with me. But necessity births innovation.
Yes, yes, that's beautiful. I love that idea because, you know, my listeners are from all around the world. So for them to know that, you know, they do not need to reside in Atlanta to take advantage of your skill and expertise, that's great. That's actually great. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, all right then. I was wanting to see if I had another question or if one of the callers, so let me just make the announcement again because Dr. Brittany is actually providing information from what your individual case may be or your concerns or questions. And so our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And you would just push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. We've had 2 really great callers with some concerns that Dr. Brittany was able to go further into an explanation about that, and so that we all learn. So if you have a question or comment, you know, don't think that it's not going to impact anybody else because it will. We all learn. If it's not for our own health, then it could very possibly be for a member of our family. So feel free to call in if you'd like. And if you're already called in, just push 1 on your dial and allow the doctor to help you out. Because I'm just getting so much from your conversation, Dr. Brittany. I thought I knew about acupuncture, but I don't know from what you're saying. You know, I don't know as much as I thought I knew. So because I didn't understand the channels and the meridians and how they act in our overall health and what a big difference they make, and that we need to concentrate or focus what we consume, what we eat, what we digest around the meridians that may be causing us some issues. So I really found that fascinating.
Great. Yeah. That is one of the things that fascinates people often about acupuncture. So like I said, in that first appointment, I spent like an hour with you just going over specifically with you and your body what's happening and explaining all that those channels influence and correspond to it and explain why you're having the symptoms that you're having. So, yeah, I'm happy that lit some light bulbs for you. Yeah,
it did. It did. And so I'm just going to be very transparent here. You know, nobody else can admit to it if they want to, but I am. So I was doing some essential oils in my belly button, you know, in my navel, where this friend of mine had sent me some information. And actually, after about 4 or 5 days with the oils, it really started working, and it was relieving a lot of that gas. And so I was able to, because it was like, man, 30 minutes to an hour, you know, just belching and belching and massaging my stomach, and it's coming up. And so it was good to find that relief. And I really haven't had it quite that bad since the first of the year. But now when you say it, though, when it depends, I thought, it was dependent upon if I ate cooked food or raw food. Raw food is my best choice, and I don't have any issues, you know. But it seemed like when I was in Los Angeles, I did a lot of cooked food, and I thought that that's what was making it come back on me. But maybe it's the same thing, you know, that being anxious and overwhelmed while I was there as well.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And the benefit of essential oils is, this is one thing that I don't think people think about acupuncture at all, is that the different essential oils correspond to the different channels in your body as well. So, and they have an impact on your mental and emotional health as well. So I don't know if you've ever smelt a scent and it made you feel happy, or you smelt a scent and it took you back to a memory that you had of whatever it was. So essential oils definitely are related back to the channel system. And so I'm curious as to what essential oils you use and different essential oils that help to treat the liver channel. And the belly button is one of those spots that allow things to be absorbed very quickly. So depending on what essential oil you use, you had like one of the highways to absorption if you were putting those essential oils in. So, I mean, that's a really good way to remedy the gas, and also a really good way to treat yourself if you are not interested in the needles of acupuncture. Finding out the essential oils, and we do that at the Point of Health as well, finding out the essential oils that correspond to the channels that you have a weakness in, and just having the oils in your room or diffused throughout different parts of your house can really have an impact on your health and wellness as well. So I'm happy you brought up essential oils.
Yeah. So I use pure mustard oil, but I think I mixed it with something else too, and I can't seem to locate what the second one was. I'm thinking it may have been ginger, but I'm not sure, or sesame. But I know I use the pure mustard oil.
That works perfectly. So remember when I was telling you about the different flavors that correspond to the liver channel, and sour flavored things correspond to the liver channel. So mustard seeds.
You did say that.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That's why that helped. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, then.
Don't
y'all
you love
may
how
not
we're
have questions, but I do. Say that again.
And so don't you love how everything ties back to itself and
exactly.
makes perfect sense?
Telling you that. I love it.
I think
I don't mind.
I think we try
questions.
To complicate medicine. No, yeah. I think we try to complicate medicine, and that's one of the things that I love about Chinese medicine is that it's really intuitive. It's not complicated, but it has such far-reaching effects. So, ask your questions. And if you have any questions afterwards, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can call us at 678. I'm sorry, I don't even know if it's the time for that, but you can call us or email us or go to our website. So if you're interested in calling to find out more about the services that we offer or schedule an appointment, or we do a free phone consultation. So if you're nervous and want to just talk to me about whatever is going on with you, our phone number is 678-748-9481. And if you are like, I want to schedule an appointment, I don't need to talk to anybody, you just want to go ahead and schedule, you can schedule at www.healthatthepoint.com. Yep. And that's how you can find me.
And you still have the two locations, correct?
We are actually consolidating down to the Lakewood Heights location, but mid-May, we will be at the Decatur location as well.
Okay. And the same number and the same email for both locations, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, there you got it, you guys. So you got about 3-4 more weeks to be able to get in to Decatur if you're in that area. Otherwise, you can make that little drive. It's not a long one over into Lakewood Heights in Atlanta. Right off the interstate, so it's real accessible, very accessible, and visit with Dr. Brittany there. I'm excited, man. Mm-hmm. This has been so
much. I'm excited, too.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't take a lot of attention with our bodies and the different systems that we have. You know, our bodies are so divinely designed that, you know, like the digestive system, what we're talking about this month, it knows what to do with the food from the time it hits your mouth until the time it comes out. you know, and if there's any issues along the way, like you were saying, the gut is the brain of the body or the second brain, you know, it's the mm-hmm. it's just a miracle that we're in as good a health as we are because we don't pay attention to it. You know, we don't give a lot of focus and consideration to what we're doing, you know, the amount of water, how, you know, is the water a good quality of water? Is the food what we really need to consume? So it's really, really quite interesting.
Yeah, it is. And you brought up something else that people are often blown away by. But in Chinese medicine, in Western medicine, they say to drink half of your body weight in water. And in Chinese medicine, we push back against that. We say to drink water until your urine changes color because that is a better metric of how well your body is able to process water than just a cookie cutter, half of your body weight in water. So it's very person specific. Yeah.
So just until it's like to not all clear, but a very light color, or
yep.
are you drinking water until it's clear?
No. So in Chinese medicine, we say when it's almost clear, if it has that tinge of yellow, then that
mm-hmm.
is the sweet spot. That's where you want to stay. But if it goes to the same color as the water in the bowl, then you have overhydrated. And too much of anything
wow.
is bad, right? And so
right.
overhydration taxes the kidney channel in the body, and the kidney channel
oh, wow.
controls your hormone production. It controls your bone health. And so you don't want to overtax your kidneys because that essentially ages you. So you don't want to overtax. You want to stay in that sweet spot.
I'm glad I said something.
Because
I do. I look, I'm with water all day, man. I'm just like, I start off with anywhere from 32 to 64 ounces as soon as I wake up and, you know, want to get the rest of it in. And, wow, thank you for that.
Woo-wee. Yeah. Yeah, and you also brought up another thing that I wanted to talk about, too, the quality of the water. A lot of people think that water is water, but water is not water. There's levels to it. It's like there's levels to everything else that we consume. And so having quality water, alkaline water, ozonated water, those waters, mineralized waters, those waters add things to your body as opposed to take things out. And so if you're just drinking any kind of water, you could be washing away nutrients that you're not aware of.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
I hope y'all taking notes like me. And who would have
yeah.
thought you can drink too much water, right? I mean, really, seriously.
Right.
I would have never. Like, no, you can't drink too much water because you're flushing stuff out of you. So, wow.
But you might be flushing out too much. You might be flushing out things that you need in your body.
So could that affect what I was experiencing with the gas and the passing gas and the belching and things like that?
That was a contributing factor, that the water was a contributing factor to the gas. I
okay.
think that was probably more so to do with the emotions since mustard did help. So no, I don't think that so much had to do with the water, but water is definitely an important thing because it's one of the it can be a medicine. So for instance, ozonated water is medicine for you. And so literally every morning, me and my husband wake up and we start our morning with a cup of ozonated water because ozonated water helps to flush out toxins, it helps to alkalize your body, and so it is our first thing we put in our system as medicine.
Can you break down the types of water again? I've never heard of ozonated.
Yeah. So ozonated water, there's a bunch of different types of water. You can have pH balanced water, which helps to restore the pH balance of your body. And the pH balance is really important because different organisms thrive in different environments. And so acidic environments are the breeding grounds for disease because that's the state that they thrive in. So ozonated water, alkaline water, pH balanced water are all waters that make it inhospitable for disease and dysfunction and different parasites to live. And so you want to have an environment that is inhospitable for those things. And so ozonated water is really, really good for that. Ozonated water is also really good for cutting down inflammation in the body. And so sugar, which is in everything, causes a ton of inflammation systemically. And so ozonated water is one of those things that helps to cut down that inflammation. And inflammation is not good for anybody over a prolonged period of time. Yeah.
So is that a certain brand that we get the ozonated water, or is it a machine
Yeah, so it's a machine that you buy. We currently don't sell them on our site, but in the next month or two, we will start to sell them on our site. But it's a machine that you buy that adds in the ozone to the water. And so water, the molecular structure of water is H2O, everyone knows, right? But the molecular structure of ozone, it's three oxygen molecules around a hydrogen molecule. And so that addition of an oxygen molecule helps to oxygenate your body, helps to cut down inflammation. But so the answer to your question is yes, there's a machine that you buy that helps to put more oxygen into the water that you're drinking to help to have those therapeutic effects. And so in a month or two, we will have that on our site.
Can you buy it already bottled up somewhere, you know, like the alkaline water?
Unfortunately, you cannot, because the molecular structure of ozone is very unstable and only lasts for about 30 minutes to an hour. So if you were to bottle it in about an hour, the ozone would have escaped again because the structure is just not very stable.
Awesome. And that's good to know, because you know there will probably be people out there selling it. So
who are trying to sell it.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that. So we won't get taken advantage of thinking that we're doing something to really help us. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So you mentioned three. You said the alkaline, the pH balance, and the ozonated. Is there, would you rank those in any type of order, or those are just like the three top choices that you can make?
I wouldn't rank them because they depend. So remember, Chinese medicine is very person specific. And so it depends on what your body is needing in the moment. The other water that I forgot to mention is mineralized water, because if you are deficient in minerals, then drinking mineralized water would be medicine for you. So those are the four different, waters that I like and that I drink personally. But it depends on what your body needs at the time. So I can't really say, oh, ozonated water is number one and, you know, alkaline water is number two. It doesn't really work like that.
Good. Thank you. You're clarifying a lot for us, so I really appreciate that.
Perfect. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. And so the knowledge that you're giving to us, again, we could use it on our own self, and then we can also share the knowledge with our family and our loved ones, our friends, to help them to understand just how individual wellness can be, because we do have a tendency to look at it, you know what I'm saying, like in this broad, that's the way I've been doing. Okay, I need to drink X amount of ounces of water. I need to eat all of these greens. And maybe my choice is not the best for my body. Maybe I'm doing spinach and it's not the best for me, or kale, you know. But we think, we assume, and we, you know, just do the greens because that's what they say is a healthy choice. So So thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really, truly, truly appreciate this.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no worries. One of our missions at the Point of Health is to educate the masses on how to heal themselves, because this is just a Dr. Woodard belief system. But I believe that our society will change when we change the way we think, the way we eat, and the way we behave. And so it is the mission of the Point of Health to be the catalyst for that.
I love it. That's a tremendous goal to set, and so worthy and helpful to the community, you know, because there are a lot of individuals that want to get deeper into the reality of what's healthy and what's the best thing for longevity. But as it stands, there's been so many false information that has been given to individuals, and or not the complete truth of what we need to sustain our bodies. And so to have this knowledge is just, it's incredible to be able to say, okay, I'm going to go and have this body scan that's going to say what Sandy Rogers needs. You know what I'm saying? Versus, okay, so this is the smoothie that everybody needs to drink, and it may not be the right one for your individualized system. So that's what I like, I think, more than anything about what Chinese medicine can do for us.
Perfect.
Very personalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So either one of the callers that's already been on, Nurse Harriet, Ms. Woodard, do you guys have any additional questions or comments? We've got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Let me ask you, how those needles, tell me about those needles and how does that feel?
I got you. So the needles are thinner than a strand of your hair. So they are very thin. I forget the exact amount of needles, but it's like maybe three or four needles. You can put three or four needles into a syringe that you use to draw blood. So they are super thin. And I believe in complete transparency. So you do feel a prick. I've had people describe it as like a mosquito bite or like a little like a little pinch. It lasts for milliseconds. So do not fear that it'll be this incredibly intense pain or this sustained pain, because it won't. Most people don't even feel them when I put them in. There are just certain areas that are a little bit more sensitive than other areas. But don't let that be a deterrent to finding what's best for your body. Yeah, but it's not painful. I don't do pain. I'm one of those people who have to turn my head when I have to give blood, and someone has to talk to me and hold my other hand, and I get acupuncture on the faces.
And how long do they have to stay in?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So it depends on the style of acupuncture your acupuncturist practices. So I practice a Japanese style of acupuncture, and that is a very light style of acupuncture. And so my needles only stay in for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops, and the needle insertion is pretty shallow. So they don't have to stay in that long. But there is a form of Japanese, a Korean and Chinese acupuncture where they can stay in overnight. So it just depends on the style of acupuncture your acupuncturist practices. Yeah.
So the idea is to push them into what, like the nerves?
Actually, no. Chinese medicine started centuries ago, right? Some accounts say 2,000 years, some accounts say 4,000 years, but, you know, a long time ago. And so the advent or the discovery of nerves and of different things that we now know in Western or we now know in modern medicine that are seen, just weren't common knowledge when acupuncture was being created. So we are actually, we look at the body as having different levels to it. And so when we put a needle in, we are trying to get to a different level. So there's like a blood level of your body. There's a chi level of your body, and there's like a substantial level of your body. And so it depends on what aspect, what's going on in your body is to the depth of what, of where the needle is going. So it's not necessarily trying to penetrate your nerve. We're actually trying to avoid your nerve because piercing a nerve with a needle is quite painful. So that is not what we're trying to do. We are trying to, what acupuncture does is it helps to redirect blood and oxygen to different parts of your body to make those parts of your body more alkaline and less hospitable to disease and dysfunction.
So how do you avoid hitting a nerve?
Study. We so acupuncture is a 4-year program, and so we like one of the things Reverend Sandy mentioned is about how incredibly perfectly designed the body is. And I remember being in cadaver lab looking at the body and being like, oh my goodness, the body is like, there has to be some divine power that created this because man could not have created such a perfect design. So 4 years of study, and then after that, to get your doctorate is an extra 2 years, and then after that, you have to do continuing education. So it's just continual studying helps you know where nerves are flowing, where blood vessels are flowing, and you avoid them based on your knowledge of anatomy.
Okay, well, that sounds reassuring.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, Dr. Brittany was doing some community events offering her service so for the community to understand exactly what the acupuncture, what it felt like, how it could benefit. And I promise you, Nurse Harriet, it did not hurt. I promise you that. So, you know, I'm a big baby too, so.
I can stick
and
others.
Are,
I don't want to be stuck.
And
as a nurse, I tell my patients, this isn't going to hurt me at all before I stick them.
That's funny. I'm happy, Reverend Sandy, that you brought up community acupuncture because one of the things that we're doing in consolidating down to one office is trying to expand our community outreach. And so we are offering community acupuncture 3 times a week now for people want to experience acupuncture. Yeah. So community outreach is really important to us. And that's the way that we see changing the world is going to happen through reaching communities. So Sid and wanting to try acupuncture, please reach out and try our community acupuncture because it's a very cost-effective, effective way to treat whatever ails you naturally without any pharmaceuticals or surgeries or adverse effects.
Okay.
So when are you going to start that, Dr. Brittany?
Yeah. So we start that May 10th is our first day of the acupuncture in Lakewood Heights.
Okay.
Yep. So not very far.
Oh, wow. No, it's not at all. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 3 times a week. That's, man, look, you guys better get in on that, I tell you, because you're there and you get to share in with the other individuals that are present. And so it's like a big circle of individuals that are just fellowshipping with one another. And so even if it may hurt, it don't hurt because you've got, you know, conversation going with the others and interacting with people. It's really a beautiful, beautiful exchange of energy between the people that are there. So, yeah, check her out, May 10th, okay? Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. We'll be doing it every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, okay. So let me write that down. Tuesday. All right. And so let me have you, Dr. Brittany, to give your contact information again, the addresses of your two locations, and what any closing thoughts that you would like to share with the audience. And we've got about 3 minutes left, and we'll close out the show with your comments. And again, tremendous, tremendous gratitude for you being so open and sharing so much of the knowledge that you have with the benefits of the Chinese medicine of acupuncture. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed this. I love talking about acupuncture and all the benefits that it has and how it can help people. So thank you so much for allowing me to share. If you want to contact me or contact the office, our number is 678-748-9481. And if you want to reach us via the website, our email address, not email, our website is health@thepoint.com. So it's www.health@thepoint.com. And the at is spelled out A-T. And we are on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. It's just at the health, at the point of health.com or at the point of health, Facebook and Instagram. So we try to be very accessible. If you have any questions about how acupuncture can help you or your family member, or just want to know more information about acupuncture, please schedule a phone consultation. It's free. It's no, at no cost to you. But you will leave knowing more about what's going on in your body than you came in knowing. And that is one of the things that me and the other acupuncturists that work at the point of health are concerned with. We want to make sure that you know more about what's going on in your body than you did coming into our office. So I've been told I'm very loquacious. We are very chatty. But we are chatty because we want you to understand, and we want you to have all the tools to help your body heal itself. So please give us a call. We are here for you. We are a resource for you, and we want to help. So let us help.
Well, thank you again. And did you guys, I think you heard that word, F-R-E-E, free phone consultation. So make sure you give her a jingle and find out. And then she's doing the community outreach acupuncture. So, you know, we appreciate you for taking the time in making sure that the community has the resources it needs to learn these modalities for self-care and for self-help. So once again, you guys, 678-748-9481, website health@thepoint.com, free phone consultations, and starting May 10th, there will be 3 days per week with the community outreach acupuncture, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and that will be at the Lakewood Heights, 1800 Jonesboro Road, Southeast in Atlanta. So check her out and support her. And we are just so enriched by the knowledge that you shared with us. So we thank you, Dr. Brittany, for being with us. You're such a jewel, and we so appreciate you. Yes, yes, yes. So that is it, everybody. And thank you. Thank you. I am Sandy Rogers, and I thank you for listening, for participating. And remember, it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Next week is our fourth week of the month, and we'll continue our session and close it out on the digestive system. So until then, stay blessed, and we'll be here same time, same station next week. See you then. We love you.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.